Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. We just landed in South Bend, Indiana for our weekly Tuesday and Wednesday night Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This Notre Dame football segment weekly is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Now it's time to bring on the captain and of the national championship at Notre Dame. Probably a little moody, I think, tonight after their loss this past weekend in Northern Illinois. How you doing, Frank?
Coach, I'm doing great. I'm glad to be alive. You know, the Irish had a really tough game this week, and one of the problems for the Irish was I don't think they thought it was going to be that tough. And any time you come off a huge victory like they did against Texas A&M, from number 18, I think, in the country, they became number 5. So you start thinking that, hey, nobody can really beat us. After talking with James Amade this week, you know, we both had the impression that the Irish may have felt that they were, all they had to do was just throw their helmet on the field and they were going to win. This is a MAC conference school, which usually isn't as big and as strong as the kids on the Big Ten level or at Notre Dame. But they proved otherwise. They proved that hard work, discipline, focus, all those things came into play. And when it counted, they made some great plays. So it was a great game to watch. Northern Illinois was a 28-point underdog, and it was kind of almost a Rocky story. They came and stuck in the game the whole time, and before Notre Dame realized what was going on, they were in the middle of a Donnybrook, and they couldn't get out of it until the end of the game, and they had a chance, and it was blocked. The field goal was blocked. So it was a great game to watch. I was there. It was a tremendous crowd. Their crowd was very good, and they were very excited, humbled that they won. So it was a great experience on that end. Not so much if you're a big Irish fan. It wasn't a good day. But otherwise, for them, it was a great, great victory.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame Football Weekly Report. Frank, you know, to me, when I watched the game, Northern Illinois came out and just knocked him in the nose, knocked him off the line of scrimmage, dominated him. They were not intimidated at all at any time during that game.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, the interesting thing about that, again, talking with James about this, we rehashed the whole game. But in the first series of plays, Notre Dame runs the ball all the way down the field. And they're just slicing and dicing, and they're doing a great job, and they score. That may have been the worst thing that could happen, because then Notre Dame really thought, hey, we got these guys. But they turned around and they came back and they started pounding the ball. Every play they had, Coach, if you watch the game, every play they had was a misdirection. So it stymied Notre Dame's defense just for a second. It looked like they were going right, all of a sudden they were going left. Looked like they were going left, all of a sudden they were going right. It looked like a pass, all of a sudden it was a trap play. So there was a lot of misdirections, a lot of faking going on, and it really had to keep Notre Dame on their toes. And before they knew it, all of a sudden the score is 10-7. And really, going into the end of the first half, Notre Dame was on defense, and Northern Illinois tried a halfback pass. If that halfback had any kind of throwing ability at all, the score would have been 17-7, because the guy was about 5 yards behind Notre Dame's furthest defender, and he could have walked into the end zone. So, you know, Notre Dame thought they were going to win this game, and maybe they thought it was going to be too easy, and it turned out to not be the case for sure.
Frank, when you played at Notre Dame, you played with Ara Parseghian. How would Ara handle this type of situation as far as now following a loss? I don't know if you ever did follow a loss like this with Ara. But whose responsibility is it, and how would it be handled?
Well, I tell you how he used to approach it. The teams that we were supposed to beat, I was talking with James about this as well. the teams that we were supposed to beat, that's when he did his most, his best coaching. That's when he did his most psychological motivating. Because he would get under your skin about, don't let these guys do this. Don't let them in the game. Because we are bigger, we're stronger, we're faster than Navy, than Army. We should be in this game. And not only in it, we should dominate this game. But don't let up. Because if you do let up, something bad can happen. The ball bounces funny ways. I remember, Coach, we were playing Missouri. I want to say it was 1972. And Missouri came in on a cloudy, kind of drizzly day. They had gotten beat 77 to nothing by Nebraska the week before. So, of course, we're thinking these guys are just going to lay down for us. They didn't. They pounded the ball all day long, and it was tough to throw the ball, so we were having trouble there. And what happened, it came down to a really a good call at the end of the game that we needed to get. And there was a fumble, and we recovered, but they didn't have instant replay in those days. So Missouri was given the touchdown, and we should have had the ball on the 2 or 3 yard line. So again, this is a situation where you're supposed to win the game, and all of a sudden you're on the bad end of it. So that's when Arrow used to really do his best coaching. He didn't have to get us up for Southern Cal or Michigan State in those days or LSU. He knew that we were going to be up for it. He just had to kind of control our tempo. But when we were playing the teams that weren't as good, that's when he had to be the master psychologist and get us up for the games. But it worked most of the time. There was only one or maybe one other game that might have happened. I can't even remember what that one would be. But most of the time when we were favored, we won the games. Now, this is a situation this year that I think this is going to be something that can hang on to the Irish throughout the year if they're not cautious here. We're going into Purdue now. Ross-Ade Stadium is a very difficult place to play. In 71, in a torrential downpour, we won 8-7 in the last minutes. We went for two and got it. But this year, they have a very good team. Their first game, they won 48-0. Last year, they were 4-8. They had kind of an off year. It was the first year for their new coach, Ryan Walters, who is a defensive whiz. He's a young guy, can relate to the players really well. And I think he's somebody that's going to bring a winning program to Purdue down the road. Right now, though, they had a good start, and I think they have a good quarterback named Hudson Card. They have good receivers named Matt Clare is another great one. They have a fella named Melvin Mockaby who can really run the ball. He ran for 89 yards last week, and I think they have great defensive players, too. This is going to be a tough game in Ross-Ade Stadium. They don't like to lose there, and I think they in particular don't like to lose to the Irish. So this is a big game for them and almost a mini bowl game for them in the beginning of the year. So I think they're going to be ready. They're really going to be ready.
Well, Notre Dame, about a 10.5 point favorite. How do you handle this after a game like Northern Illinois? Do you think, I don't know, you're around Notre Dame and South Bend. What's the feeling on campus? What's the feeling at the university and the city?
Well, I think the university and the city and the Notre Dame nation, so to speak, they're down. You know, they're expecting a national championship or a playoff spot this year. And I think overall they're kind of down and they're disappointed at the way the Irish played. They kind of played lethargic football. They really didn't come in, look like they weren't prepared to play. Now, I'm sure the coaches were trying their best to get them going, but that's the key thing for the head coach to be able to do, to look at the psychology of this and try to get them to understand if you don't play your best, these guys can beat you. If you're not at your best, then they are. Now we're talking about a real Donnybrook we're going to have. The game is on. Let's see who's tougher. Let's see who wants this more. And Northern Illinois wanted it more. So it's time to circle the wagons, find out what went wrong. work on that motivation. It's up to each individual to go inside themselves and pull out a great effort. Fix the problems offensively. Now, one of the problems that came about, we saw and we heard, is that on one of the plays, Riley Leonard was slammed to the ground when he was trying to throw the ball, like, to the sidelines or something, and he injured his off shoulder. When I say off shoulder, it's non-throwing shoulder. But that may have been able to hinder his throwing motion. So that could be the reason why he didn't throw as efficiently as he's supposed to be able to. I mean, I think he threw for 163 yards. It's not a stellar day. He was 12 for 30. So, again, not a great day. So he ran the ball okay in the beginning, but then after that, he stopped really running the ball that well. And I think what happened, too, is Northern Illinois got a beat on what the offense is going to do. We only ran the ball 15 times, Coach. And any time you're depending on the pass to win the game, I believe you're going to have a problem. I'm an old offensive lineman. My thought is you get control of the game by running the ball. And you beat the other team physically up front, whether it's by misdirection or whether it's by straight ahead. But you make sure you can dominate that game by running the ball. You then can control the clock. You then can control what's happening with the score of the game. And you keep the ball away from the opponent. So when you do all those things, running game becomes very important. If you're throwing the ball all the time, like Woody Hayes used to say, only two things could happen, and one of them is real bad. The other one could be an interception, an incompletion, or is an interception. So there's a negative to just throwing the ball all over the place. But I think if you can establish a run game and then use some kind of play action to keep the defense off balance and throw the ball at that point, I think you're a much, much richer team for producing yardage as far as offense is concerned. So we'll see what happens. He has his own culture. Denbrock has his own culture of what he wants to do. And, of course, last year he has some tremendous skilled athletes with Daniels, who won the Heisman Trophy. He had a crew of receivers. He had great halfbacks. So he was dealing with a different animal there at LSU. At Notre Dame, they're just kind of growing in some of their talent. So I think this is something that's going to have to build confidence with. And that's where I think you go now. Talking with James, he's saying, hey, they have to build their confidence back so that they know they can play with just about anybody. And they could beat any team on their roster. With that loss to Northern Illinois, every game becomes a question mark. So that's the way I look at it now. And Purdue, they're a 10-point, Notre Dame's a 10-point favorite. That's not good news. Anytime you're telling somebody, hey, we're going to beat you, then their back hairs of their neck stick up, and now they're saying, hey, we're going to show you we're going to beat you, and we're not that bad. So I think that when you look at all these things, it kind of puts Notre Dame on a different level. And they need to be the underdog once in a while. And right now, they're not. So they got to really get it together. I want to bring out one thing. There was two blocked field goals by Northern Illinois. Cade Haberman blocked two of them, I think. The last one, which is a 62-yarder, and the one at the end of the first half he blocked as well. It was an inside guy, defensive tackle number 51, has a big paw. He stuck it up there and blocked both, which is, you know, to block one is very unusual. To block two in the same game, for any team to block two is quite unusual. So Notre Dame's got to clean that field goal kicking up too, so that they can get some three-pointers out there. It's going to be a tough week for the Irish, and they better be ready. They better buck them up, as you always say, Coach, because Purdue Boilermakers, they're getting hot over there. Their engines are really getting hot, and they want a piece of Notre Dame as they come in as a wounded Irishman coming in. They want to get part of them too. So the Irish better be ready. If they're not, they're going to have another long day.
Frank, I agree with you 100%. I think it's a coaching situation where they have to get their players in the right place, run the same type of drills, and offense that suits their players and get an attitude change. Otherwise, their target on their back is going to be bigger. Because now teams like Purdue can really believe that they can beat them if they catch them right, and if Notre Dame helps them by throwing interceptions or getting field goals blocked or making mistakes like that, all that does is motivate the other players and the other team. But I got to let you go, buddy. Again, I want to thank you and James for everything you do for our Notre Dame Football Report. I want to wish you the best of luck against the Boilermakers, and I know you'll be fired up for that game.
Coach, I just want to mention Saturday, September 14th, CBS, Notre Dame, and Purdue at 3:30 Eastern Time. That's when it is, Coach. Okay?
All right, and thank you for getting that out there. Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team, joins us every Tuesday and Wednesday night for a Notre Dame Football Report brought to us all by Station Casinos, SDN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. And remember, visit them at stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. When we come back, we're going over to the Las Vegas ballpark, where we visit with Jim Gemma, Director of Media Relations for the Las Vegas Aviators. I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up.